Joining us by phone now, Larry Weber, Weekend Outdoors. Morning, Larry.
Good morning. And did you by chance get see the eclipse this morning?
Too cloudy.
Yeah, same way with us. Oh. I did see a little bit of the moon trying to peek through, but nothing beyond that.
Mm.
And the clouds moved in pretty thickly after that. But it's interesting because we had so many clear nights in a row. And now we had just when the eclipse was going to happen, it started to move in. How about did you get any sub-zero this week?
I didn't at my house, but it was so close. I think at 6:30 one morning, I had 3 degrees. But I'm sure people around here have had sub-zero.
We bottomed out one day at -5, and then yesterday it was about -3. And, great, invigorating days. It's just fascinating. I have been talking in previous programs about how the ice up happened in November. It's just fascinating to watch. Every day something new. The ice get further and further. And finally, by early December, it was warm, it was well enough to walk on. Well, sure enough, this week I saw the ice fishing out. Ice anglers are always the first ones to get out there. And even the ice fishing huts are out on the lake as well. And I get out on the lake every day myself. I was out this morning on the lake. The lake ice right now, along with a nearby swamp, are about the only place where the snow is accumulating and staying. We don't have much. We only got about an inch of snow. But I just love it when it's over the swamps at that time, especially swamps. Swamps are so full of grasses and sedges and cattails and so forth, and they're just filled with critters. And that inch of snow out over the ice is just a perfect backdrop for tracking. And so every day I get out there to take a look. I commented last week about seeing the tracks of a muskrat that had come above ice. Well, I was quite surprised to see that it had come back this week. We got a little snow last Sunday morning. It was pretty much done. And anything I saw then was since that snow. And the muskrat, which I had previously seen last week, came back again this week. So I think we have a confused or an unsettled muskrat there that is not going to do very well if it doesn't find a place to go under the ice and stay under and find food. I think the other issue it's dealing with is that a lot of these swamps and ponds are low in water right now. And if they're low in water, that doesn't give them a lot of space for swimming around. So it remains to be seen what happens. Otherwise, plenty of action from various canines, including wolf, the usual rodents, porcupine, as well as the squirrels and mice, all them leaving tracks, the cottontail rabbits, the snowshoe hare, all those leaving tracks. And the snow that we do have, which is not too much, has been sticking around because, believe it or not, the first week of December, we have been about normal for temperature. We have had all these months where we've been above normal. Well, so far we are about normal. Now, that's going to change. Tomorrow's forecast is to get into the 30s, but we'll see what happens after that. In addition to that, of course, we've been having the full moon. You know, we are in the period of time right now, from now until about the middle of the month, where we have the earliest sunset of the whole year, and that's at 4:20 every night. And that's very early for a sunset. And then by the 15th, the sunsets already start getting a little bit later. Well, because of that, and then the sun rises continue also to get later. The days continue to get shorter until we get to the solstice. And so this is the dark time we're in right now. But with the clear days that we've been having in the day and the full moons that we've been having at night, it certainly doesn't look dark. It's been looking very bright and very, very attractive. When you get out, it's a little bit brisk, but it's nothing you can't handle. We are also approaching the Geminid meteor shower. This year, probably the best time would be on the 13th and the 14th. Get out and take a look if you can. We have a full moon, but if you deal with that parts of the sky away from the full moon, we should still be able to see some pretty good meteors.
Mm.
In the world of birds, probably the thing that's making news the most right now is the snowy owls. Now, I don't know how well you've been seeing them up there, but in my immediate neighborhood, I have yet to see one. Now, they have been reported in Duluth at several locations. They've been reported in many other parts of the state. I got an email from someone in Detroit, Michigan just this week, and he saw a couple of them down there.
Hmm.
So they're definitely spreading around, but I don't know how many we're going to see here. That brings up the other thing about birds, and that is starting this week, starting already on the 14th, is the Christmas bird counts, depending on where you live. Bird counts are done at different times. There are there are close to, 15, 16, 17, 18 days, maybe even 20 days, where the bird count can be done anytime from mid-December till early January. I conduct a Christmas bird count in Carlton County, and we're doing ours next week, Sunday. That's a week from tomorrow. Duluth is doing their Christmas bird count a week from today. And it's always nice to know what kind of birds are around in the winter, and that's why I do the bird count. And that's one of them, snowy owl. We'll see if they are around, and I would sure like to be able to see them in Carlton County as well as in Duluth. So, yes, get out there and take a look. It's definitely a good time. It's absolutely wonderful walking right now. You know, it's the frozen ground, and with the ice and a little bit of snow cover, you can walk everywhere. And, boy, I just love that. So definitely a good time to get out and enjoy it. So have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is a recently retired from a 40-year career as a science teacher, and twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He joins us every Saturday morning at 9:34, Weekend Outdoors.